But right now we have we're joined by Craig Swenson from 50 North. Craig, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well.
Good, good. What do we have going on? It's November already. It feels like it's one of those days where even though it's warm out, it kind of feels like autumn with the clouds and everything.
It does.
Kind of a gloomy month. But you've got activities aplenty to keep people occupied.
Keep them occupied, engaged, moving, and having fun.
I'm going to have you move that microphone down. It tends to travel. Oh, it's like 50 North. It just kind of goes north on its own. There we go. Tell us what's going on this month. Give us the highlights.
Well, with 50 North this month, we are in November. And with November, we just want to let everybody know that with Thanksgiving coming up on the 24th, that 50 North will be closed on the 24th and the 25th this year, allowing for individuals to have time with their family and give thanks and giving. That's our big thing.
All right. So that is Thursday and Friday?
Thursday and Friday will be closed.
Will be closed. Okay. Good to know. Yeah. That's just 3 weeks off.
It is. So we want to make sure everybody is prepared for it. Another thing just to prepare for individuals is we are also going to be doing a little bit of some maintenance coming up this Tuesday in our showers, both the men's and women's showers. We will be doing some updating for that at Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, from 1 o'clock to 3:30. So the shower facility in 50 North will be closed for both the women's and the men's locker room, but other parts of the facility will be open. All other parts will be open. Just
all right.
Those two spots will be closed down. And again, it's us making sure that we're updated and good to go with the showers.
Good. Good to hear. All right.
And as we've talked in the past, we've got our wonderful new executive director on hand, Carrie Yelmgren, and she wants to get to know people at 50 North. And a great way to get to know her and to, voice your opinions on what you loved about 50 North. What would you like to see happen at 50 North?
Yeah.
Carrie has multiple different times that you can have a coffee with Carrie, and those time frames are on Monday, November 4th at 9 a.m., Thursday, November 10th at 8:30 a.m., Friday, November 18th at 8:30, Monday, November 21st at 10, and Tuesday, November 29th at 8:30. And again, it's a great way to get to know Carrie, great way to, voice what you've loved, what you would like to see happen at 50 North, because we're all about helping people do what they want to do at 50 North.
Yeah. And that's a great opportunity. I mean, sure, if you go to 50 North, you're going to be seeing her around probably a lot. But just having a conversation, breaking the ice, that's a good thing.
Exactly.
All right. So those times, those are probably, I'm presuming, posted on the website.
Yep. The dates and times are promoted on the website. They're also in our newsletter. We also have it, if you do come to 50 North, we have it posted on many posters at 50 North also.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
We've also got a great meal coming up also on Monday, November 14th. We'll be having a ham dinner. We ask individuals to please register beforehand for the ham dinner. That cost for that will be added onto it. So make sure that you come in, sign up for it, get your tickets for it at 50 North. It's a time to gather and a time to have fun with other 50 North individuals. And also, if you're not a 50 North member, get to know people of 50 North. So come in and get to see 50 North and see what we're all about.
Have a nice ham dinner, too, man.
Exactly.
You gotta love the ham.
Exactly. We also have a wonderful performance coming up, a piano duo with Richard Coleman and David Miller. We'll be doing a piano duo performance on Sunday, November 13th from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. It is free. If you want to, there is a suggested goodness, suggested donation if you'd like to, but it's not needed for it. But again, it's a great way to come in and listen to some wonderful music. Richard and also David have been around in Northfield and been doing a lot of piano here in the Northfield area, in the Minnesota area, and they are fantastic to listen to.
All right.
We also have other great opportunities. We are coming into Thanksgiving, like I said, the thanks and giving part of mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, and we have ways to give. And one of the ways to give is we have a donation jar right now available for a lunch fund. So if individuals want to help people that would like to get a lunch but just don't have the funds for it, we have a jar available for it. Donate a dollar, donate 50 cents, whatever you'd like to. Mm-hmm. Help an individual out to get a good meal during the day. You know, it might be their only meal that they have during the day. So it's mm-hmm. always good to, you know, help people get their stomachs filled.
Yeah, be generous.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Another way of staying generous is in years past, we've had our Christmas tree up with mittens and hats and scarves on there, and people have been able to donate. Now, in the last few years with COVID, the Community Action Center, which we've been working with, has changed how they're doing things. So we have now started to work with Bridgewater School and do the same thing that we've done in the past. We will have cutouts of mittens, hats, and scarves. What you'll do is you'll come up to the tree. It'll actually be right the week before Thanksgiving. Come up to the tree, take that piece off, go get mittens for a child, go get a hat or a scarf, bring it back, and we'll hang it on the tree, and let's hope we can get that tree nice and plump with all these hats and mittens that we can help donate to the children here in Northfield.
All right, good stuff. Yes. I like that, man.
We also have another great exercise class as the fitness coordinator at 50 North. You know, we've got over 60 fitness classes a week. No one in the Midwest holds that many fitness classes a week.
That's a lot.
We have opportunities of even doing it online on a lot of our classes. So that's mm-hmm. a great thing that happened. It's going to sound weird for me to say this, but that's one of the great things that happened with COVID is it pushed us to look at our avenue of offering classes in person and online for the individuals that just may not be able to get there, or they might have something going on at home and they need to stay at home. Perfect opportunity to do their exercise class at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's November the 3rd, and I know if I say this, I'm going to jinx us. the snow's going to be flying pretty soon. And if you have some mobility issues, or if you don't have, you just don't want to go out in that snow and the ice and stuff. Oh, yeah, work out at home.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, many individuals here in Northfield, they get plowed out at different times. Mm-hmm. So they might have a favorite class at 6 a.m. That class is online. They can chime in right away with it and do it online and do it at home in the safety of their home. Don't have to travel out in the snow and ice.
And there you have it. For you exercise people, you have no excuse.
There you go.
For you non-exercise people, you've got even less excuse. Yeah, you can do that anywhere.
But now you got an excuse to do an exercise class.
There you have it. Craig Swenson is with us with 50 North. We're talking about some of the things that they have going on in the month of November. We're 3 days into it. What else? Anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, we've got that group exercise class that's starting already, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, with the wonderful Ingrid Freeman. They'll be teaching with it. It's a strength and stretch class. We started it already on Tuesday. People loved it. So make sure to tune into it either online via Zoom, or you can also come to 50 North. So it's what we call a hybrid class. It's offered both ways.
All right.
We also have at 50 North, we've got great lifelong learning programs coming up. We've got one that's coming up on November 10th, which is the World War II Iconic and Women of World War Presentation Pencil Drawings. It's a gentleman, Al Smith, that has done over 35 pencil drawings of women and soldiers and different depictions of World War II. Mm-hmm. And these pictures that he has done by pencil are just fantastic.
Now, are these recently? He's drawn them recently, or did he draw them back during the war?
He's he drew them in a 3-month period, and I believe just recently.
Okay.
That he just did
all
this.
Right.
So, I mean, it's amazing artwork that he's done. Again, that's going to be on November 10th. That's a Thursday at 1 o'clock. He'll be coming in, doing a presentation on his drawings and showing his drawings for it. We also have Sandy Dockstetter. We'll be coming in on November 18th, which is a Friday, from 10 o'clock to 11:30. She'll be talking about her experience going out to Colorado and hunting for different types of rocks. She's one of, you know, she goes out and finds these just amazing rocks that are out there that have hidden gems, I would say, inside of them, and showing how
like
she finds
geode,
them.
Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So she'll be coming in and showing her what she's experienced and going through her experience of being out in Colorado and at the areas of Pike's Peak, a very well-known mountain out in Colorado. So please look up that, and please make sure to sign up for all of our programming. You can sign up with our programming either online, or you can also sign up in person at 50 North.
All right. Is that going to wrap it up then?
That will be.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Once again, folks, 50 North, it's where it's at. Northfield's Senior Center, which is on Jefferson Parkway. Check them out online, too. So. Yeah. Greg, we'll talk to you once again next month. Thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right. Greg Swenson, once again, from 50 North.